Hello, this is Nohal Bedri reading Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer. Why I'm not where you are. To my unborn child, I haven't always been silent. I used to talk and talk and talk and talk. I couldn't keep my mouth shut. The silence overtook me like a cancer. It was one of my first meals in America. I tried to tell the waiter. The way he just handed me that knife, that reminds me of. But I couldn't finish the sentence. Her name wouldn't come. I tried again. It wouldn't come. She was locked inside me. How strange. I thought, how frustrating, how pathetic, how sad. I took a pen from my pocket and wrote Anna on my napkin. It happened again 2 days later, and then again the following day. She was the only thing I wanted to talk about. It kept happening. When I didn't have a pen, I'd write Anna in the air, backward and right to left, so that the person I was speaking with could see. And when I was on the phone, I'd dial the numbers. 2662, so that the person could hear what I couldn't myself say. And was the next word I lost, probably because it was so close to her name. What a simple word to say, what a profound word to lose. I had to say ampersand, which sounded ridiculous, but there it is. I'd like a coffee, ampersand, something sweet. Nobody could choose to be like that. Want was the word I lost early on. Which is not to say I stopped wanting things. I wanted things more. I just stopped being able to express the want. So instead I said desire. I desire two rolls, I would say to the baker. But that wasn't quite right. The meaning of my thoughts starting to float away from me, like leaves that fall from a tree into a river. I was the tree, the world was the river. I lost calm one afternoon with the dogs in the park. I lost fine as the barber turned me towards the mirror. I lost shame, the verb and the noun in the same moment. It was a shame. I lost carry. I lost things I carried. Daybook, pencil, pocket change, wallet. I even lost loss. After a time, I had only a handful of words left. If someone did something nice for me, I would tell him, the things that comes before, you're welcome. If I was hungry, I'd point at my stomach and say, I'm the opposite of full. I'd lost yes, but I still had no. So if someone asked me, are you Thomas, I would answer, not no. But then I lost no. I went to a tattoo parlor and had yes written on the palm of my left hand and no on my right palm. What can I say? It hasn't made life wonderful. It's made life possible. When I rub my hands against each other in the middle of winter, I am warming myself with the friction of yes and no. When I clap my hands, I am showing my appreciation through the uniting and parting of yes and no. I signify book by peeling open my clapped hands. Every book for me is the balance of yes and no. Even this one, my last one, especially this one. To read more, you can buy the book at the AUC bookstore.